exploring heaven, exploring earth. Heaven is your home, guys. Oy, oy, oy. Philippians 3, you are citizens of heaven. So why aren't we spending so much time in Harrisburg? We are going to be a people that are so whacked out. Actually, there's coming a corporate trance on the body of Christ. Coming to brainwash us. And many of us are literally going to be caught into ecstasies, caught into trances where we will be taken out. I mean, people, some of your friends will think you're comatose. Many of the Christian mystics throughout history, they would go so whacked out in trances that their spiritual directors didn't know whether to call the doctor, you know, the morgue or what. Sometimes people would, they would go into such heavy ecstasies and deep soaking prayer that they lost like their vital signs, like their heartbeat. They didn't know if they thought they were dead. And then such many saints, it was as if they died over and over and they had come to life again, but they were just ecstasies and bliss of God. They would be encountering things in the heaven. What God's about to do is many of us are going to be so whacked out on the spirit, we're going to be going for weeks at a time on like spiritual battle. Like imagine Rick Joyner's final quest going and like participating in something like that for like a whole week. Instead of taking a vacation at Disney, you're just going to go off in the spirit somewhere. Earlier this year, I was in a meeting. I was in Ohio, and an angel came into the meeting. He had a long silver cord, and he's swinging this cord around him. He releases this cord, smacks me right in the chest, and the Lord said instantly to me, he said, I'm lengthening the silver cord in this hour. Listen, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes that at the end of a man's life, that's when the silver cord is severed. There is a silver cord that connects your physical body to your spirit man. And what God is doing is he's enabling a generation to go further in the spirit, even as Elisha was able to travel in the spirit, even to see into the enemy's camps, to see into the enemy's war chambers. What God is doing in this hour is he's enabling a body of people. He's pouring his spirit out on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters prophesy, and your old men dreaming dreams. There is such an open heavens atmosphere. The former rains and latter rains poured out together. This latter house, you see, there's nothing that special about this latter house. Take a look at your house. Hoy, hoy, hoy. But the glory of the latter house. Oh, my goodness. God is dumping out the glory shibby booby juice on a generation like never before. Roast us. Bake us, shake us, have us any way you want us, Lord. Just keep the juice flowing. And it is. It never ends. Ceaseless, endless. Horizon after horizon, a sea of endlessness, glory and bliss. That's what you have in your belly. You see, this heavenly Jerusalem, you are that city. That city has parameters. It has dimensions on the outside. You are maybe 5'7", but on the inside, Zechariah 2 says you are a city without walls. On the inside of you, Luke 17, the kingdom of heaven is within. You have Almighty God inside of you. All things are possible for them that believe. The fullness of the Godhead, Colossians 1, dwelt in Jesus Christ in bodily form, and now you are partakers of the same fullness. That means you've got the fullness of Daddy in you. Now, what would happen if about three of us believed about 3% of what I just said? Not intellectually agree with it, believe it. Because believing is seeing. Believing is substance. Faith is the substance. I've got a substance abuse problem. I like substance. I like to touch it, taste it, feel it, sniff it, snort it. I like to get my hands around it. I like to touch it. What God's releasing right now is touchable, tangible, demonstrable. The kingdom of heaven is not a matter of yak, 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 talk, 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 quack, 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 but of demonstrations of power. And what God's releasing is a people who have been backing the word. And they're not just spouting smoke, but they're living in the fire. Amen? So anyways, let's get to the ecstasy. Let's just jump right into the good stuff. Amen? Could we do that? Thank you, Lord. I just want to share really quickly about the ecstasy of God. I want you to understand that it didn't start with Toronto. Did you know that? Did you know that throughout history, there have been people who got whacked by the goodness of God? When Moses prayed, Lord, I want to see your glory. And it says that the goodness of God passed by. His goodness is his glory. And his goodness is really good. It's not some abstract, you know, good, brother. The Lord is good. No, he is good. Oh, that's good. Good, 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 good. Hoy. Ecstasies of God. Listen, soaking prayer, the mystics throughout church history, those who plored the depths of this place in the spirit, who went deep in the Lord, divine. inner prayer, and their lives manifested supernatural signs and wonders. People like Teresa Avila, John of the Cross, these guys, Brother Lawrence. You know, Teresa Avila, she would go into these ecstasies, and then she would just begin to float about a foot and a half off the ground, physically float a foot and a half off the ground. Did you know that throughout just the church, the Catholic Church alone, there were over 200 saints that floated right up off the ground? They called them miracles of ascension. We think of levitation. We think of New Age. We think of demonic occult. And you see, what that is, that's just demonic counterfeit of what is our authority, what is our birthright. Jesus, he overrode the laws of gravity when he walked on the water. When he was on the Mount of Olives, Jesus levitated right up into the sky. John 14:12 says, greater things than these you shall do, oing, 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 because the same Jesus lives inside of us. His fullness of his spirit is in you. It's in me. And so we're pushing in for. I want you just run over to your neighbor. I want you to find a drinking buddy. If you're sitting on the end of a row, you need to find a partner. Come on, crawl over to somebody. If you can move. I need to reach over. And I want you just to find their vein. Just find their vein. And I just want you to shoot them up. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. And now share the favor. One of these guys who floated, his name was the Flying Friar, Joseph of Cupertino. Have another. They also called him the Gaper, because he walked around gaping all the time, his mouth hanging open. Now the Gaper was so whacked all the time, they wouldn't even let him into a monastery to churn butter. They thought he was crazy. Did you know that they already think you're crazy? It's okay to just let him loose. You got to let him out. You got to let him out. 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 Out. Out.